you please knock them on down? Knock them on down. Won't you knock them on down? Knock them on down. Knock them on down. These four walls keep getting higher and higher. Come on, mister, please knock them on down. Just a little boat in the ocean. Just a little boat up on the sea.
Well, hello everyone, this is Alex Cumming and you are more than welcome to this, the Folk and Acoustic Show here on WMFO, back after a year and a half break. Lots of wonderful music for you and an interview, but first we're going to get going with the New England super band that is the Faux Pas with Southport. Enjoy. Faux Pas was absolutely cracking stuff. That is from their brand new self-titled album, and that track was called Southport. And I'm going to mention this a few times today. It is Bandcamp Friday today. So if you enjoy any of the artists you hear today, go and search them on Bandcamp. Every single artist I play today has an album on Bandcamp. And you can actually find the links to the playlist and who I'm playing today by heading to alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow. And there's links to all the Bandcamps there, and you can go and support them on this very special Bandcamp Friday. So yeah, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. This is Tufts Freeform Radio here in Medford. Absolutely glad to be back. As you can tell, I'm not a native of the area. Originally from England, but now living in Medford, and absolutely joy to be able to bring you some of the hour of the best acoustic, folk and traditional music I can bring you. And talking about that, we're going to have another brand new album. A duo that has been together for a long time. 10 years ago, they released their final album as a duo. And now they're back together with a brand new album and on tour as well in the UK. The Fabulous Spies and Bowden. If you've not heard them before, you're in for an absolute treat. Their brand new album is called Fallow Ground. And from it, this is Hindhorn. Enjoy this.
Sight of his daughter, the bark and the broom, broom's bonny, and that was through an auger bore in the morning bright and early. My love gave me a silver wand for to rule o'er all the land, and she gave me a gay gold ring with virtue above all other. As long as this ring keeps its hue, you know I am your lover true. But if the ring grows pale and wan, the bark and the broom broom's bonny, you know I love another man in the morning bright and early. And away sailed he, sailed on to a far country. But when he looked the ring upon, he knew that she loved another. So he's hoisted his sails and home came he, home unto his own country. And the first man that he looked upon, the bark and the broom broom's bonny, it chanced to be a beggar man in the morning bright and early. What news, my good old man? What news of you to me? Sad news, said the beggar man. Today is our queen's wedding. Oh, you lend me your begging weed, and I'll lend you my riding steed. My begging weed will ill suit thee. The bark and the broom broom's bonny, and your riding steed will ill suit me in the morning bright and early. Down the stairs, a comb of red gold in her hair, a cup of red wine in her hand, and that she gave to the beggar. Out of the cup he drank the wine, and into the cup he dropped the ring. Oh, got you it by sea, oh, got you it by land, the bark and the broom blooms bonny. Oh, got you it from a drum and shine in the morning bright and early. Oh, not by sea and not by land, nor yet from off a drum and sand. I got it at my wooing game, and I'll give it to you at your wedding. I'll take the red gold from my head, I'll follow you and beg my bread. I'll take the red gold from my head, the bark and the broom blooms bonny, and follow you forevermore in the morning bright and early.
I'm glad you gave me to him. peace and calm. Peace and calm. Peace and calm.
That was the absolutely fantastic Lady Nade with Peace and Calm, if you hadn't guessed that by the song. From her brand new album, Willing, and she's actually out on tour with Spies and Bowden. She is supporting them on their tour. So absolutely fantastic to hear her out there as well. Like I said, all the artists I play today are on Bandcamp, and today is Bandcamp Friday. And if you don't know what that is, that's when Bandcamp waive their fees for the day. So if you want to support artists, do go that direction. It's very lovely. So yeah, that was Lady Nade with Willing. Now, we're in a time of COVID. We're still there. We're still having to be careful. I'm in the studio. I'm sanitizing. I'll have to wear a mask all the time. That's why you can hear my beard rustling on the mask. So if you listen with headphones on, just turn up and you can hear that lovely rustle. But that also means I'm not allowed any guests in the studio. So what this means is I have been doing a load of pre-recorded interviews for this show. And it's very exciting because of that. I've been able to talk to people across the world for this. And this week, I'm going to be talking to the incredible Mel Biggs, who has a brand new album out. An amazing, amazing melodeon player, type of accordion. And we'll be speaking to her a bit later. So do not fear, there is still interviews galore. And we'll be celebrating her brand new album a bit later. But we're going to keep going with this whole new album thing. And this one is actually from the December 2020. But to me, that counts as a new album because we're all in the midst of lockdown. And this is coming from Ireland via Glasgow from the awesome Rowan Leslie. It's a brand new album called Escaping the Dawn, and it has a real lineup of incredible musicians on this album as well. And so I thought I'd finish. I would play the track that finishes his album. It's a set of Irish tunes called Goldfinch Station, The Big Top, and Dancing with Goats. I'd love to hear the story behind the Dancing with Goats. That sounds great fun. So enjoy this. This is Rowan Leslie. Yes, that was absolutely cracking. Rowan Leslie there with a track from the brand new album, Escaping the Dawn. And like I said, December 2020 still feels rather brand new. Like I said, there's an amazing array of musicians on there. You have the wonderful Graham Armstrong on guitar, Andrew Waite on accordion, and David Foley on baran. And then, of course, the wonderful Rowan Leslie on fiddle. All right, now, one of the things I really enjoyed about having been back in the studio after a year and a half, one thing I haven't enjoyed is coming in at one and trying to see if I remember how to work a radio station. Luckily, we're on air and nothing has happened yet, so I feel like I'm a bit more relaxed into this now. But actually, one of the things I have enjoyed is being able to have an excuse to dive back into searching for music, and I absolutely love it. And we've been sent in lots of amazing music as well, and I'm just so honored to be able to share music again here in the studio. Now, in one of my internet digs for some music, I was going down a bit of an Indigo Girls route, and I discovered an Indigo's album I did not know about, which I don't know why I didn't, but it is incredible. This is the Indigo Girls live with the University of Colorado Symphony Orchestra. And it's a very long album full of a load of the Indigo Girls' hits and favorite songs of theirs, fully arranged for a full orchestra. And it is such an epic album. And it's brilliant. It's really worth listening. Even if you've never heard the Indigo Girls before, the orchestration and the accompaniment on this is amazing. And I tell you what, it is definitely a dream of mine someday in the future to be able to sing in front of an orchestra. This must have been such an amazing experience for them. So this is one of the great tracks of a whole album of great tracks. This is the Indigo Girls with the University of Colorado Symphony Orchestra with Go.
Thank you. Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Well, now it's time for the interview section of the show. And like I said, I had a chance earlier this week to catch up with the incredible Mel Biggs. Not only an amazing person, but such a talented artist. And you're in for a treat to hear her talking about the progress of her album, her brand new album, as well as hear some tracks from it. From Darkness Comes Light. Just a gorgeous name as well. But before we get started with the interview with Mel, I want to play you a track from the brand new album. It's called Winter Weather Warning. And as it's starting to get colder here in Medford, Massachusetts, it does feel slightly apt, even though it's not quite winter yet. But you know, I'm starting to feel, I was cold in the house today. I had to put heating on today. It's crazy, isn't it? All right, this is Winter Weather Warning from Mel Biggs' brand new album, From Darkness Come Light. Well, there had to be some sort of problem with playback at some point, right? Exactly how it happened had to happen. Oh, dear, never mind. Here we go. So, yeah, like I said, Mel is an utterly talented artist, and I absolutely love her work. And I'm just going to keep trying to do this until I manage to get this to work. I have no idea what's happening anymore, which is very upsetting, but let's see what happens. All right. I'm gonna go to the hospital. Hello, Mel. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Alex. Lovely to be here with you.
I kind of would love to know what kind of took you to the idea of playing a squeezy instrument, particularly the melodeon, in the first place.
Well, to blame for that, you've got John Spires of Spires and Bowden, who I am ecstatic are back with their brand new album, Fallow Ground.
And you've just heard a track of that on the show. So, you know, people are well versed now.
It's like you planned it. It's like you might have known that that was my original inspiration. So I saw them when they were fresh-faced back in 2001. So I think they were little children back then, and I was certainly a lot younger. But it wasn't until I went to university in 2006 that I actually picked up a box for the first time. I am a Morris dancer for my sins, and it was a side that I joined when I went to Cardiff. They were in Chepstow, and it was Mick Widder that got me started. Shout out to Mick Widder. If you're listening, he probably isn't. And I borrowed the Honer Erica, and I mastered it pretty quickly because I hated my degree and it was doing my head in. So I thought, I'll do my head in by playing a melodeon and trying to work that out. And mastered the basics pretty quickly. And it really was my saviour. And it has been ever since, to be honest with you. I've just kind of gone from strength to strength because I just loved it so much and played it so much. And,
And you're one of those people that really show the passion of the instrument, and you can kind of tell that in how you perform, how you work, and how really your career has grown over the past several years. Like, it's really lovely. Now, you've recently recorded a solo album, but it isn't the first album you've recorded, because you have been in various bands over time as well. But what really took you to start working on a solo project?
Well, through the journey of learning the melodeon and doing a degree that you don't like and being in a situation at university that really probably didn't suit you socially and everything else, I developed mental health problems. and I think I was determined to not let it get to me, and I always felt like there was something to recover from. So I did a lot of therapy and Reiki, meditation, mindfulness, all sorts of different things over the last decade to really overcome a lot of those things and discover more about myself, learn why these things happen, how we can prevent them, how we can get better from them, and then communicating that to other people and continuing that conversation. And all the time, music and folk music and art, visual art, dance was always at my side. It was my it is my life, and it definitely was in my youth. You know, festivals, Kayleys were every weekend throughout the summer. So I always felt like I had this strong support network, and my own private time with the melodeon and sitting down and processing things that didn't really make sense to me, strong emotions that I didn't really know what they were or what they were called. And I just put it into music. I just sat and noodled and zoned out for hours and just wrote tunes. And they were just there in the background for a long time. And some of them were quite surprising how accomplished they made me feel as a musician. But they didn't have jobs. So, you know, I kind of got into the professional side of folk just through conversation and the evolution of a chatty person at festivals and meeting people. This last year, it kind of came about, and I'm glad really to have had the time to do it. I know it's come at a cost for the whole world, but I think, again, finding those positives in the darkness and really trying to make the best of a bad situation. And also I must thank John Looms at Talking Cat Recordings. He's been my sound engineer and a very good friend over the years. And he would, over the last, say, 4 or 5 years, he's just gently asked every year, "Are you ready to do an album yet, Mel? You know, I'd love to do your first album." And I was like, "Yeah, definitely you're the person I want to do it with, but I'm not there yet, John. I'm not confident enough. I don't think I'm good enough, X, Y, Z reasons." And then gradually just grew a bit stronger every year, and
I think your album is very aptly named, just from what you're saying, from darkness comes light, and that has got so many connotations, not just for everyone over the last year, but like what you were saying about your journey with mental health and how music helped support you through all of that. It seems like that has a big message. That is that kind of like the idea of the album?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I like plays on words, punning and that kind of thing. It's always been something that's amused me and entertained me. So certainly From Darkness Comes Light, that kind of cave into the meadow metaphor that I often think of in my head, that I was a cave dweller for many years and sometimes still do like to live in a cave in my head and shut myself off from the world for a bit. But being in the meadow with the light and also the seasons and the way that light changes through the seasons and across a year and how that symbiotically relates to mood, you know, with SAD, seasonal affective disorder, I get that. I've got my sad lamp right here now next door to me. We are at that time of year where we do have less light, and it's always been a struggle. I've got lots of coping mechanisms for it now, but it's always that feeling of just needing to slow down and take time for things. And and then in the spring, the complete opposite. It's like, you know, I get excited by the new fresh colours everywhere. And that, as an artist, is so inspirational. I mean, it's, you know, it's inspired artists for generations. There's nothing new about that. But I do find it's part of my process as both a human and also an artist.
So do you want to just introduce and tell us a little bit about High Places and Upland?
Yeah, sure. High Places is a short vignette track with some vocals overlaid. It's really an idea that came out of Oppland, but it's trying to just set the scene for the Norwegian mountains, which is where Oppland came to me originally. A beautiful scene, sort of 3 hours north of Oslo. I don't know exactly where I was, but I was with a really good friend, another accordion friend, and she took me up to her mountain cabin, and it was just the most idyllic place in the world. And this melody literally just blew into my mind on a breeze. I mean, I know that sounds sickeningly sweet, but it's like that's literally what happened.
And I came sometimes, yeah,
it did. And I took it back to the UK and worked on it that summer and completed the parts, and then took a few years to arrange it and come up with the other ideas that you can hear in there. But I love this. This is kind of my dedication to me as a child, standing at my bedroom window when I was way more kind of into church than I am now, which is nothing now, I have to say, but I do have my spirituality. But I used to pray to God that I could become a little sparrow. I used to watch the sparrows flying from their nests, and I thought, I really want to be able to fly. And I used to get these vivid, like, dream sequences during the day and at night of me flying over my village at home and being able to, like the snowman scene, being able to, like, see the gardens. And
I had those exact same dreams because I grew up in a village too, and I dreamt about flying over the village and flying out the window and seeing various places. And yeah,
obviously the snowman affected both of us, maybe. No drugs were taken and haven't been since, but I mean, I have always felt when I'm up somewhere high, I get this sensation of wanting to just literally just drop off a cliff and open my wings and just feel that sense of soaring and that plummet in your stomach. So that's what my arrangement in these two pieces is trying to portray and give you as the listener as well.
And it does it so well. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll listen to High Places and Upland. Oh, what an absolute joy to be able to catch up with Mel, and wasn't that a beautiful interview? If you want to hear the full interview, you actually can, which is very exciting. You can hear the full unedited interview over on alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow, or you can find the links on the Facebook, facebook.com/folkacousticshow. And if you want to hear more from Mel, Mel has an absolutely cracking gig coming up, an album launch with the full band, and it is going to be broadcast across the world via Zoom and hosted by Live to Your Living Room. And you can find out more about how to get your hands on Mel's album, as well as the special gig on the 16th of October, worldwide album show, by heading to melbigsmusic.co.uk. And talking of shows coming up, one of the legendary venues of the area, especially for folk acoustic music, is Club Passim, and they are back in action in person, and they've got some amazing shows coming up. And on the 4th of October, which is only a few days away now, because believe it or not, we are in October already. Coming up on the 4th of October is the absolutely fantastic Sam Amadon, a brilliant writer and also incredible adopter of traditional folk song. And so from his latest release, the self-titled Sam Amadon, this is Spanish Merchant's Daughter.
Before he went to sea, made me promise to say no, sir, to all you say to me. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir, no. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. Against me, should he not return from sea? And they say you have no mother, would you then say no to me? No, sir, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir. No, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir. Yes, I know I have no mother, should father not return from sea. Then you see I have a brother who would take good care of me. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. Plucking roses wet with dew, would you be at all offended if I walked and talked with you? No, sir, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir, no. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. As we tarry in the garden,
No, sir, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir, no.
The fantastic Sam Amadon there with Spanish Merchant's Daughter. And like I said, appearing at Club Passim in Harvard Square on October the 4th. And talking about shows that are coming up, those of you listening in the Greater Boston area, do not forget that tomorrow it's Somerville Porch Fest. Woo! There's so much live music going on tomorrow. It's really exciting. So do head over to Davis Square and walk around the neighborhoods around Somerville to listen to some absolutely incredible live music. And I know for a fact there is folky and acoustic music happening. So do check that out. Also happening tomorrow in through Harvard Square over to Davis Square, there's going to be Morris dancing with the fabulous Pinewoods Morris. So you can definitely go and check that out. If you want to have a taste of what traditions are from my country, do go and check that out as well. There's plenty of events happening through as well. There's in Medford, there's going to be live music in Medford Square. It's the Halloween festival, I believe. Oh no, it's Oktoberfest. It's not Halloween yet. That's the end of October. It's the Oktoberfest festival. There's lots of live music and activities and fun happening in Medford Square tomorrow as well, and many more things. So do check out what's going on this weekend. It's supposed to be quite nice weather, I believe. So I feel very lucky indeed. If you want to listen back to the show, you can head to WMFO.org. You can also head to alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow. And there you will find today's playlist with loads of links on how you can find out more about all the artists played. It's been a very tough year, so please go and support the artists if you're able to, in which any way you find that possible. And you'll also be able to hear the show back there and hear the full extended interview with Mel Biggs. But to finish off, I thought a very aptly named song for you. This is from the wonderful world of Ross Ainslie and Malcolm Jones, their very first collaboration, coming all the way from Scotland. And being back in the studio gives me hope in the chaos. And that is the name of this track, Hope in the Chaos. I'll see you again next week, my lovely people, at 1 o'clock Friday. See you then. Stay tuned to WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM. It is an absolutely cracking station, and we'll see you soon.